Spiders that have legs on it, you know, we call them all a spider. Some have legs, you know.
Now that would be used over an open fire, wouldn't it, with the legs on it?
No, they just use, well, mostly that's what they used for. They used to cook out in the fire and outside. And when did it get stole, or you let it hang up in the chimney. Pots like that.
Okay, well, that's interesting. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn it on and off?
Faucets.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel? Would you call it the same thing or would you call it something different? On a barrel where you turn the water on and off.
We call it on the barrel.
No.
Well, it ain't the bone, it's no, water plug.
Okay. And what about the thing out in the yard that you can hitch a hose up to, but the same thing where you turn it on and off?
Faucets.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
A bag. Okay. A paper sack.
What do you call a great big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Woven cloth.
100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in on one of these. It's like that. I know at home when they have oyster roast, they wet one of these and put it over the oyster.
Oh, croaker sack.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that high and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
We used to call it a harp.
A harp?
Harp.
Okay. Can you play one of those?
Could I blow one?
Uh-huh.
I'll blow one.
Uh-huh. What about one that's like this? You put it up to your teeth, you get like that?
Juice harp.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end, one sits on the other, and they go up and down like that?
We call it a seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? It goes round and round and round.
We get on some ropes, and all hold on to the rope. We pull it round and round, it's the same merry-go-round on a piece of rope or grapevine. Rope or grapevine.
Okay.
Go merry-go-round with that.
And you call it a merry-go-round?
Merry-go-round.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives with?
A wet rock.
Okay. Now, will you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people use on St. Simon's?
Well, I used to use the fence to rye out of pine, we call it a clapboard fence.
Uh-huh.
We call it clapboard. You cut the trees down and cut it the length, saw it off in the length you wanted, and take a old hat and they rile out their own board and they take it and make fence, make home.
Well, now when they were made, would the boards be right next to each other? Or would there be space in between?
Well, they'd be putting together like that with the lap, with one on top. See.
Well, now wait a minute, now let me see. Would you draw a picture of it for me?
Yes. Well, this is good. You take two boards. If you got it that way, you put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a crack in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got another bowl. Well, I got the crack too wide. In fact, about the crack is too wide. I'll take this one. Then you got another bowl to cover this crack. See, it might lap over about half of this and half of this bowl. And then another bowl will take the half of this and half of that.
Oh, I see. I see. So they're like
just
that.
Like a shingle.
Yeah, uh-huh. So one overlaps the other one.
That's right.
And you call that a
clapboard fence.
Okay.